Welcome to another audio blog with me, Megan. I'm so glad you're here listening in today. Let's get into it. Overcoming fear. Be the author of your life, not the reader. I used to tell myself I couldn't drive my husband's truck. It's this huge monster of a thing that needs a camera in the trunk door so you can make sure you're not going to crush anything when you back up. This thing scared me. I can't drive that thing, I would holler at him if he ever needed to take my car. But then there was no choice. I had to drive it. There was no other way. How else was I going to get over to where the groom was getting ready so I could capture those getting ready shots? By the by, Kevin and I have a wedding photography business. The world in which I never had to drive this beast started to crumble in my head. You could just see my little anime self crying frantically for fear of driving. Then, realizing it wasn't the end of the world, I just drove the damn thing. And lo and behold, I was fine. Now I'll roll down the windows and sing to my heart's content to some glee song. No problem. Now I can't believe I was ever afraid of it. But you see, it was just a story I was telling myself. Driving a big truck may not seem like a big deal, but it's little situations like these that domino into how we think about other parts in our life. When we don't believe in ourselves about one small thing, it's easier and easier for that lack of belief to bleed into other bigger things. It's called a downward spiral. You've heard of this, right? We all tell ourselves stories, and some of those stories imprison us in a state of fear. Let's think about a story that a past client told herself. I'm not good at being alone. Now let's take a look at what that story effectively created for her life. She believed that being single was somehow a fail in life, and even if her relationship did not make her happy, she still stayed in it. She believed that there was and had to be someone in her life to make her happy. She couldn't be satisfied with her own company. Now, let's turn that around. I'm just going to change one thing. I'm very good at being alone. Already, there's been a change in my tone and how I say it. I now believe that I can handle it. It being whatever in life. Come at me, bro, right? I now trust myself completely to figure it out. I'm capable and strong enough. See how this tweak in your story makes a big-ass difference? I'm not good at being alone versus I'm very good at being alone. Change your story. Be the author of your life. Write it. Don't sit back and read it. You can do that. You can actually say to yourself, I'm perfectly happy and content being with me. I freaking love myself. I am my best friend. Noah Hammond, a relationship expert, once said while he was single, at the end of the day, no matter what, I get to go to bed with my best friend. Himself, of course. I freaking love that. You must become your best friend. How in the world can you expect people to love you, respect you, follow you, say yes to you, hire you, watch you, buy something from you, be friends with you, if you yourself cannot do that for you? We all go through a little self-deprecation every now and again, but you'll find that with these tweaks, you can bounce back from those crappy moments faster and faster all the time. The act of changing the story, your story, becoming easier and easier. Doing this just makes life, your life, easier, less stressful, with less drama, with more happiness and more joy. Find yourself in a shitty situation? Change the damn story already. When you do that, it naturally affects the way you'll act and proceed with your life. Ideas are shit until you execute on them. Gary Vaynerchuk. Your turn. What's something you've always told yourself you were bad at? How are you going to change that story to stop fearing and start thriving? Thanks so much for listening to this audio blog. I really appreciate that you being here with me. And keep hustling. Keep loving. See ya.